Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories. A $10,000 reward is now being offered in a shooting in Newark that killed two people, including a 10-year-old child. Let's find out what happened live from our Glenchuck.
You know, that 10-year-old boy was actually walking home with his 11-year-old brother when they and three others were then hit by this barrage of gunfire Saturday evening. Kenneth Lucky spoke. He's founder of the West Ward Eagles football rec team that the boys were a part of. He spoke with Channel 7 Eyewitness News, calling this just an unthinkable tragedy.
Coaches were coming back from one of the regional games from another team, Jackie Robinson's team. They saw him. He actually offered them a ride. They said, no, coach, we're going straight home.
The 21-year-old woman also killed in that shooting on Chancellor Avenue. Now, the investigation is ongoing. A lot of tips from the public, anonymous is what we're hearing about, and there's possibly more than one shooter involved here, but as of this morning, we're not hearing of any arrests yet. We're getting an update from the Essex County prosecutor that'll happen at 10 this morning. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM, live here in New Jersey.
The NYPD out with new surveillance images as they continue to search for a man wanted in a shooting at a discount store in Jamaica, Queens. They say the gunman was an angry customer who had argued with two employees at Great Savings. That it's at 148-18 Jamaica Avenue. He left the store but then allegedly returned with the weapon and shot both a 34-year-old and a 55-year-old. The younger man is critical. You can see those photos on the Crime Stoppers X page. While the casino proposals for Times Square and Coney Island were nixed, the one at Citi Field is still in the game. But plenty of folks in Queens are saying, not in my backyard.
Oppose displacement, protect public land, the word from ralliers like Fulton.
Our community is not for sale.
There's a sense of betrayal in the Flushing community. They say Senator John Liu shouldn't have walked back his initial opposition to the casino. A disappointing move to folks like Emmanuel.
To green light that opportunity to be a strain on people's lives.
So signs here read, shame on you, John Liu, with some reaction from local pastor Dave Smith.
We are for families. We are for children.
Yes.
We are for young people.
Yes.
Now, while developers claim this could open over 20,000 jobs, residents say they'd prefer housing, public parks, anything but a casino. Amanda Alexander, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Flushing, Queens.
The New York City Council to hold an oversight hearing on the education kids are getting in juvenile detention centers. Council member Althea Stevens telling 1010 Winds this comes after they got complaints specifically about the Crossroads Juvenile Center in Brooklyn and the Horizon one in the Bronx.
We wanted to make sure that we had a hearing to get some of the questions that the young people posed to us answered, and also like really get a better understanding of like how are we going to fix a lot of the issues of young people, you know, not getting the services and the education that they deserve and should be getting.
For example,
some of the young people are saying that the only instruction that they get are like packets, right? right? And that's not real instruction. And so even when they do go back into regular school settings, they're so far behind, they don't want to go because they haven't gotten any real instruction.
Beyond that,
for me, it's also thinking about what is the plan? What is happening? And why are these young people, you know, going down this path? And also, like, how are we making sure that we are saving these kids? And what does intervention look like?
She says kids need access to internships that lead to jobs, because for many, when they can't get a job, they turn to crime. We'll be hearing from Governor Hochul later this morning. She is expected to call on the Trump administration to release federal heat assistance funding. The state usually opens applications in early November, but that was delayed because of the government shutdown. Meantime, there is pressure now on the governor to put in place a moratorium on people's gas and electricity being shut off during the winter months. Numbers show shutoffs have already surged to 15-year highs, with more than 300,000 households losing service this year because they didn't pay the bill. New York Jets cornerback Chris Boyd now in critical but stable condition. That's after he was shot twice in the gut in Midtown. This happened overnight Sunday outside Say Less in the Garment District during what police say was some kind of dispute between several people. Still not clear if he was the intended target. In a post on social media, Mayor Adams wrote that he was praying for Boyd and his loved ones. He added, although we've gotten shootings to historic lows in our city, we must continue to work to end gun violence. The rhetoric was pretty rough during the election, but now a change in tone from President Trump regarding New York City Mayor-elect Zohran Mamdani.
The mayor of New York, I will say, would like to meet with us and we'll work something out. But he would like to come to Washington and meet and we'll work something out. We want to see everything work out well for New York.
During a sit-down with the mayor-elect on ABC 7, Mamdani was asked again whether Jessica Tisch would stay on as police commissioner. His answer? Hope so.
When Commissioner Tisch came into the NYPD, she came into a police department that Mayor Adams had stacked the upper echelons of with corruption and incompetence. And she started to root that out, started to deliver accountability, reduce crime across the five boroughs. And that's something I'm looking to build on under a Mamdani administration.
As for those who did not vote for him,
there will be New Yorkers who love you. There will be New Yorkers who hate you. And you represent all of them. And I think too often we try and separate ourselves from the public as much as we can to insulate ourselves from that kind of a response when, you know, what New Yorkers deserve is a mayor that they can see, they can talk to, even one that they can yell at.
He added that while a transition period is often when someone makes appointments based on who they owe favors to, he wants it to be a time when his team is actually preparing for January 1st. The men and women who risk their lives every day for New Yorkers may soon no longer be risking their lives just by suiting up. The city council is taking up legislation to phase out firefighting gear that can actually cause cancer.
For decades, chemicals known as PFAS are frequently used in firefighting gear that's used to provide heat and water resistance.
New York City and New York State is a non-PFAS state. So if you even want to order a pair of boots to go out in the rain with, if they have PFAS, you can't have them delivered to New York. Yet we have our firefighters wearing full gear that contain PFAS.
Councilmember Joanne Arriola's four-bill package would ensure that the FDNY phase out this gear that include PFAS by the year 2028.
It is absolutely everything that they're using, especially their bunker gear, their boots.
Now, her measure would also set up free yearly health screening to check for PFAS exposure. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.